He came on guard, the blades grated between us, and then he twitched his wrist, quick as light, right and left, aiming deft little cuts at the sides of my head. But Flash is nobody's fool. I turned my wrist with his, and caught the cuts on my own blade. He cut again, and the blade rang on my cap. But I broke ground and let go a regular roundhouse slash at him like a dragoon full of drink. With the Schlager, I learned later, you're supposed to employ only wrist cuts, but I was just an ignorant foreigner. My sweep, if it had landed, would have loosed Mr. de Gautier's guts all over his floor. But he was quick and turned it with the forte of his blade. He came in again on guard, his narrow eyes on mine, and the blades rasped together. He feinted and cut hard, but I was there again, and as we strained against each other, I sneered at him over the crossed blades and exerted all my strength to bear down his guard. I felt his blade giving before mine, and then it whirled like lightning, and it was as though a red-hot iron had been laid against my right temple. The pain and shock of it sent me staggering back. I dropped my Schlager and grabbed at my face, and as Bismarck jumped between us, I saw the most unpleasant sight I know, which is my own blood. It coursed down my cheek and onto my hand, and I howled and dabbed at the wound to try to staunch it. "Halt!" cries Bismarck, and strode over to inspect my wound. Not because he gave a tuppenny damn about me, but to see if it was in the right place. He seized my head and peered. "To an inch!" he exclaimed, and tipped his hand triumphantly to de Gautier, who smirked and bowed. "Fahren Sie fort!" cries Bismarck, stepping back, and signing to me to pick up my Schlager. Shaking with pain and rage, and with the blood feeling as though it was streaming out of me, I told him what he could do with it. I wasn't going to stand up to be cut to bits for his amusement. He went red with fury. "Pick it up!" he rasped. "I'll have Kraftstein hold you down and Velsetze has a scar on you with a rusty saw." "It's not fair," I shouted. "I think my skull's fractured." He damned me for a coward, snatched up the Schlager and thrust it into my hand. And in case worse should happen, I squared up to de Gautier again, resolving to take the other cut as quickly as possible, and then to settle the account in my own way, if I could. He shuffled in, full of bounce, cutting smartly right and left. I parried them, tried a quick cut of my own, and then flicked up my point to leave my left side unguarded. Instinctively, he slashed at the gap, and I took it with my eyes shut and teeth gritted against the pain. My God, but it hurt, and I couldn't repress a shriek. I reeled, but kept a tight grip on my Schlager, and as de Gautier stepped back, satisfied with his butchery and glanced towards Bismarck, I forced myself into a sudden lunge that sent my point through his lousy body. The next thing I knew, I'd been hurled to the floor, and as I lay there, blinded with my own blood, all hell broke loose. Someone fetched me a tremendous kick in the ribs. I heard Rudy shouting and de Gautier groaning. Delightful sound. And then I must have fainted, for when I opened my eyes, I was sprawled on one of the benches, with Kraftstein sponging the blood from my face. My first thought was, they'll settle my hash now for certain. And then I realized that Bismarck and de Gautier had vanished, and only young Rudy was left grinning down at me. "I couldn't have done better myself," says he. "Not much, anyhow. Our friend de Gautier won't be quite so cock-a-hoop another time. Not that you've damaged him much. You barely nicked his side. But he'll ache for a day or two. So will you, of course. Let's have a look at your honorable scars."